apparently now skincare is for kids. Shay Mitchell, actress and entrepreneur, just launched a new skincare brand last week, targeted not just for preteen teens, no, children, like 3 and up. I honestly was so confused when I saw this online, because what are we teaching children from a young age? Are we now pushing how early it starts? And in my head, that's like beauty standards and the pressure of looking a certain way as a young woman. Are we pushing that now to start even earlier? That's my worry with this. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Labby, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to get loud with you guys today. This was a very impromptu episode because this Sunday, I'm trying to not do as much work on Sundays and just have them as like my reset day to schedule out for the week, especially now owning a business on top of content creation. But this topic has been taking the internet by storm, and honestly with good reason, because apparently now skincare is for kids. And I'm not talking like teens, you know, we had like the whole craze last year of so many like 10-year-olds and stuff being in Sephora and buying like things like Drunk Elephant and retinol and all this, and everyone kind of went crazy online being like, you know, kids that are 10 years old shouldn't be worrying about their skincare like that unless it's like really needed. But then other people are like, well, if they're having fun with it, like I know I was doing my makeup at like 13, so I had an interesting stance on that. But now we've kind of moved on to a whole different sector of not just like, you know, preteens, teens doing skincare and makeup, no, children, like 3 and up, 3, 4, 5 years old. So we're gonna get into this today because there's a new brand that just launched, literally targeted for skincare for kids, and it's caused a lot of uproar online, which I think is very much necessary. I think the response to the brand is actually what we would have expected. So I want to deep dive into all of that with you guys today. It is, as I said, a Sunday. We're more cozy today. I've got some eye patches going, a little bit of self-care, but I thought, you know what, let's just record this episode for you today because I had everything fresh on my mind. I was like, let's just start recording and, you know, get my thoughts out there while they're fresh. So today's episode might step on a few toes, but it honestly needs to be said. Why do we have 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds using skincare? So recently, if you haven't been online in the beauty space, Shay Mitchell, actress and entrepreneur, just launched a new skincare brand last week, targeted not just for kids, like we're talking preteens, teens, no, children, like 3 and up. And I honestly was so confused when I saw this online because it raised a lot of really important questions in my head when I saw these photos about what are we teaching children from a young age. And, you know, looking at the brand photos, the brand is called Rini. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And looking at the photo she even posted to her Instagram, it looks like there are a bunch of face masks, and they show, you know, all the kids kind of having these fun face masks. A lot of them have like different animal prints, like you could put a face mask on that's like dog, unicorn, panda. So 3 days ago, Shay Mitchell posted to her Instagram saying, "So excited and honestly so relieved that I can finally talk about Rini. This has been 3 years in the making, inspired by my girls, their curiosity, and all the little moments that made me realize how early it starts." That was a shocking like point to me there, how early it starts, because that message right there, I think, is why there's so much discourse around her launching a brand for skincare for 3 years old and up. Because are we now pushing how early it starts? And in my head, that's like beauty standards and the pressure of, you know, looking a certain way as a young woman. Are we pushing that now to start even earlier with this? That's my worry with this. She goes on to say, "From birthday parties and face paint to wanting to do what mommy does with her face mask, it was only a matter of time. Rini isn't about beauty, it's about self-care, about teaching her kids that taking care of herself can be fun, gentle, and safe. Our first product, the aloe vera recovery mask, actually came from a spring break moment in Mexico when one of my girls got too much sun and needed some extra TLC. I wanted something that worked but was still clean enough for my kids, and now it's finally here. Kids are naturally curious, and instead of ignoring that, we have to embrace it with safe, gentle products parents can trust and sweet moments that bring us closer." This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, 9to5 Skin, which also happens to be my beauty brand. And let me tell you, one of the biggest misconceptions about acne is that it is a hygiene issue. And you'd think when 80% of the world struggles with it, this would be more talked about. But the issue is the beauty industry has trained our minds into frantically buying every single product we see online with these crazy, unrealistic before and afters that tell you this one product will completely clear your skin. And not only that, it's going to take away every pore, every scar, and transform your skin in a matter of a few weeks. I don't view skincare like that. I was sick of seeing real skin not being represented, and I was like, you know what? Let me just do it myself. This is 9to5 Skin, where we only show real skin, real results, because skincare at the end of the day is a supplement. It should be helping your skin along the process, no matter where your skin's at in the journey. I struggle with hormonal acne, and these are products that just help me in my day-to-day, make me feel good in my skin. And before you say anything, this is not just another influencer-founded brand. My name is Lavinia, and I'm a fully 100% self-funded brand. We're doing things a little bit differently over here, non-traditional, and bringing a little bit of my engineered solution to skincare, like Spray Away. It's our best calming yet hydrating mist. I wanted to pull together my experience as a content creator for the past 10 years, where I've tested out hundreds, if not thousands, of products with my background in chemical engineering and business to create a brand that doesn't make you feel like something immediately needs to be fixed. I wanted 9to5 to be that brand. When you pick up the product, you instantly feel more confident in your skin, because hating your skin to healing is not possible. We need to focus on skincare that promotes progress over perfection. Of course, we're keeping our products affordable and accessible, and from one acne prone girly to another, remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today and shop 9to5 at 9to5skin.com. Again, you can find all of our products at 9to5skin.com, and our 4-piece bundle is $20 off. You heard me, whole $20 off. You can get the full 4-piece set. This is where I think things get tricky, because reading Shay Mitchell's caption, I think her heart was genuinely in the right place, right? She has children. She's a woman herself. She's experienced beauty standards, especially being so much in the public eye to an extent that I could not even imagine. And I totally agree with her on like her kids probably just wanting to be part of the fun. I remember for me, like it started so early of me wanting to play with my mom's makeup. I was like in heels at the age of 13 because I just thought it was fun and wanted to dress up. And every young girl looks up to her mom and wants to do what mom's doing, right? And I think from painting your nails to having earrings, like there's always parts of that can be super fun. And I agree with skincare too, like putting on a skincare mask, even to me now, I have these little eye patches going, it is really, really fun. And let's look at like the After Sun Hydrogel Facial Mask with aloe vera, right? I think this is probably a nice gentle product that's like nice for after sun. You know, you can get it and like use it on your kid and be sure that it's not gonna like irritate their super sensitive skin as a child. And I think, you know, I watched a video from one of my favorite dermatologists, Dr. Danny Guo, that commented on this, and he said really the only thing kids should be using is sunscreen on a day out in the sun. That's really it. And then like a gentle wash to get it all off at the end of the day. This soothing aloe mask, I think, could be interesting, but I just don't know. Like if your kid gets a burn, I think it's just so easy to use like aloe vera on their skin and do that. I get that this is like a fun, playful way to do that. I'm just not sure if we really need this, because at the end of the day, we should be making sure that we're protecting our skin from the sun with sunscreen. Obviously, sometimes we get a little bit burnt. Yeah, see, someone actually said making a sunscreen would have been more logical, and I really agree with that, honestly. Do you want to listen to this video they made?
This is exciting to now be able to talk about it.
Oh. What is
Rini? Rini is Odini in Korean, which means children. So when we first started thinking about Rini, we started looking at how can we make better products that actually parents could trust but kids want to try. And we're launching with
face masks.
They are always wanting to do the things that mommy's doing. And then, you know, Atlas one day was kind of like, wait, where's mine? And I tried to find her a sheet mask online, and the ingredients in these masks are crazy. They're actually shouldn't be used for kids at all. And then the same was true for all of the makeup. I'm looking at now all of the things that we eliminated from Rini products, yeah. And it kind of makes us look at our own makeup and we're like, oh.
As a brand, Rini's committing to only use mineral-based mica. You will never find plastic glitter in our products.
We have a lot coming out.
Yeah. And then the healing ointment.
Yes.
The foaming body wash, then the daily barrier cream.
And it remains to be one of the best parts, mm-hmm. is whenever we get something coming in from Korea and we get to test it ourselves. Not questioning the products that they're putting on their bodies and their faces is just a lot more comforting. Mm-hmm. If you don't need the added chemicals, then why have them? Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what like my initial stance is, and then we'll get into like the brand and everything like that. When I first heard about like the face masks, I was like, hey, you know what, fun. Like I could see how kids would really want a panda face mask, a unicorn face mask. My issue is now we're adding in a cleanser, a moisturizer, a serum. I think that's taking it a step too far. Like a face mask can be like fun. Is it necessary? No, but I understand like, you know, kids will have fun with that. But skincare in terms of like a full routine, I just don't think, one, it's needed. Like kids' skin is super sensitive to start. And second of all, it's just really really not needed. Like, you don't need it. You know, there's a reason, like, even think of junior high and high school, there's a reason they only started introducing, like, you changing in gym and stuff when you got a bit older, because then you had puberty and when you start wearing deodorant and things like that. Like, it's just not needed, I think, for a kid to have a daily skincare routine where they're analyzing their face and using these products. And yes, I understand it can be fun, but there's so much other fun things that kids should be doing, in my opinion. You know, like, the only routine I had when I was 3 was worried about, like, what song I was singing next on my Echo microphone and, like, picking out what dress I wanted to wear, you know? So seeing, like, toddlers, literal toddlers, because the brand is supposed to be for 3 and up, using serums and moisturizers just sits a little bit off with me, because what are we teaching kids about taking care of their skin? I understand their messaging is like, let's teach kids about self-care, but I think there's so many other ways to teach self-care that aren't tied to beauty and beauty standards and already, like, taking care of your skin. Like, your skin, they're kids, their skin is beautiful and youthful, and, like, yes, you have to protect it in the sun and all of that, but other than that, like, a serum, moisturizer, I just don't know that it's really needed. And it's not just about, like, this celebrity brand that I'm coming at, it's, like, about as a culture we are introducing things younger and younger. And I even think about myself, like, I was introduced to makeup at the age of 13 and I loved it. Like, I absolutely loved it, and I'm thankful that my parents were, like, okay with me trying makeup out and playing around with it. But I think if I was much younger than that, like, putting on makeup every day, it does change how you see yourself, you know? And even with skincare, like, you're analyzing your face, seeing the things that are changing. And now with social media too, and we're being exposed to that even younger, as we see online, you're just comparing yourself to other people and their routines and their skin and all that. So yes, we see that beauty standards now used to target teens, which I was part of that group, then it was, like, preteens, and now we're, like, marketing babies, basically, which this is, like, what a lot of people have been having issues with. Let's watch
We're
this very other
proud
video
of the ingredients in our products. Yes. We are committed to being dermatologist tested, hypoallergenic, vegan, cruelty-free, talc-free, red dye 43, nut-free, dairy-free. We are free of and all our play products.
Yeah, it kind of makes us look at our own makeup and we're like, ooh.
So I love that they're free of all those things, but yeah, it's interesting, right? Because it puts it, like, at an interesting point where it's like, we obviously, if our kids want to try that out, try a face mask out, try some beauty products out, we obviously want to make sure that it's also safe for them. And I totally understand their point of, like, there's maybe not a lot of out there that is completely safe for kids, but maybe that's, like, for a reason, you know, like, should kids be using that so early on? And I think where this gets tricky is it's not just, like, a marketing issue of, like, now we're trying to sell to kids, but it's also, like, where are we starting to introduce to kids what they need to fix about their skin, and how is that going to play into the confidence they have? Because I think as kids, like, kids are naturally confident, right? Like, kids don't know any, like, they don't have insecurities, they don't have things they're insecure about or self-conscious about, because they're just confident because they haven't been, like, exposed yet to the pressures of the world. And I've talked about this in a separate episode about how insecurities have all, like, come about and surfaced because of what other people have said about us or what we've seen online or in person, right? Like, you were never insecure about your skin until you stepped out into the world, became conscious, and realized, oh, I look different than this person, or, oh, like, my body looks different, or this looks different, or, you know, in school and growing up. But when you're that young, when you're 3 years old, like, you're not thinking that. That's the last thing on your mind. So are we introducing that earlier than needed? That's the big worry. I did want to bring up a few Bible verses that I think are important in this time. I think this is not only important of us thinking, you know, kids shouldn't be worrying about this, kids shouldn't be worrying about their beauty this early, and I think this is an amazing reflection point for even us as adults, or if you're listening to this as a teenager too, because it's like, if we want to protect children so much from seeing themselves in a bad light, or, you know, raising insecurity in them, we should also be thinking about our inner child, right? Like, think back to little you. Would you tell little you, like, you're not good enough, your skin doesn't look good enough, oh, like, your body doesn't look good enough? No, you would never talk to yourself like that. And I think that's such an important learning lesson that we can take out of this. And there's a couple Bible verses that I want to bring up with you guys today that really speak to this, and I just think they're so beautiful. And even if you're not religious, this can really just bring you back to remembering that you are beautifully made. You know, you are beautifully made. And sometimes we get in our heads about these insecurities or comparing ourselves online, and we have to really reel it back in. So Psalm 139:14 reads, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that I am full well. Wow. So this doesn't just come with any age limit, right? Like even at 3 years old, your skin, your body, your features, all of your imperfections are all wonderful in God's eyes. And you have to remember that you are beautifully made in that. And that doesn't go away as you age, as your skin, you know, gets imperfections or fine lines or sunspots. Like that's part of living. How beautiful is that, that that's part of living? Obviously we want to protect our skin from like sunburn and all of that using sunscreen and products where we can, but fine lines. But when I see people online, like so upset about crow's feet or smile lines or dark spots and scars, I'm like, that's part of your story. That's your skin's story. And like, it shows that, or like gray hair or whatever it is. That's literally your body kind of writing your life story on itself and showing like I've lived, and how beautiful is that, you know? So if we're pushing these beauty routines too early, right? Obviously we want to take care of our skin. But I think this is where skincare gets a bit tricky at any age, because it's like, where's that line of I want to take care of my skin and I want to reverse aging, right? Or like stop aging. That's impossible. And even these words that are thrown out there of like aging gracefully and this and this and this, I think we need to just start viewing skincare as what it is, which is a supplement to protect the skin and to help it in any healing process. And it is self-care. But also, when does it cross the line of being, oh, I need to be doing this because I want to look a certain way, or I need to age gracefully, or I need to make sure I'm not aging, which aging is such a privilege and we need to remember that. And even with my brand 9 to 5, I really wanted to change how skincare is viewed from not this thing that's trying to fix yourself, but just something that's supporting your skin in the process. Speaking of, I'm gonna rehydrate here. This is Spray Away, our antibacterial hydrating facial spray. Also, if you're listening on audio, love you guys, but definitely check out the YouTube version, because we do post that and it just feels a little more like we're hanging out that way. And I've done a full episode on the beauty industry in general and how the beauty industry is literally profiting off of your insecurity, profiting off of telling you what you need to fix, what you need to buy to look a certain way, to fit a mold that, you know, society's constructed. And it knows that insecurity is profitable. No one's gonna buy products that are telling them that they're perfect just the way they are, because what's the point of buying that product? And, you know, maybe me launching a brand like that is gonna be tricky and hard for me, because I'm not selling off of insecurity, and I'm really trying not to do that and go against that. But we see that that's what's most profitable. You know, you show how a product instantly smooths and corrects and blurs, people are going to buy that, because we are so desperate to find that fix, that quick fix for our skin, because that's what we're told we need. And now are we trying to convince, you know, a 5-year-old that they also need a skincare product? And then this becomes, you know, they start this routine at 5 and now they're already in that system almost, where they're just stuck in that, okay, I need to buy more and more to fix myself for the next like 50 years. I don't know. I don't think children need correction. I think they need confidence. And I think, yeah, a face mask can, you know, be fun and playful. But are we now taking it too far by introducing kids to a full line of skincare? I think that's where I kind of stand. I'm not too mad about like the face masks necessarily. I just don't know that it's really necessary, you know, and it can be like a fun thing, but having a child have a skincare routine where they're now learning to like apply that every night and do that, like, No kid needs to be worrying about if they wash their face and put their serum on every night. A face mask once in a while, I think that could be fun, but we have to keep reminding ourselves that like our worth doesn't start with how we look, and now it's starting even earlier than ever in this society. There's another verse that I actually posted on my Instagram today, which was actually before I got called to like make this episode right away, and I think it actually fits so perfectly with the message I'm really trying to get across. My brother actually sent this to me last night. I'll read the NIV version because I just absolutely loved it. This is from 1 Peter 3:4. It reads, "Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of the gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight." Wow. Like, let's really break that down. So your beauty should not come from outward adornment, right? Like, it shouldn't come from people telling you you look good. And everyone loves a compliment, right? But like, your personal self-worth and beauty of how you see yourself should not rely solely on that of like, I don't feel beautiful unless someone from the outside tells me that or adores that part of me. That's what it's really saying there. And then wearing elaborate hairstyles, wearing gold jewelry or fine clothes, I think this really speaks to, you should still feel worthy and beautiful whether you have your hair done up, your jewelry on, your nice outfit. Now, not saying that a nice outfit and a like good makeup look can't make you feel more confident, but it shouldn't be the foundation. And as a girl who loves makeup, skincare, dressing up, all of that, I'm such a girly girl in that aspect of things. But this is really what I try to get at, even with this podcast. podcast of like breaking down those walls of beauty standards and making sure that you feel confident and beautiful in your self-worth, regardless if you have a full face of makeup on or not, so that when you wash off everything in the shower at night, you still feel worthy and beautiful. And yeah, we can all feel ourselves a bit and like feel really confident in a good outfit and good makeup day. But the foundation of our worth and our beauty doesn't rely fully on that, you know, so that the days that when you wake up, makeup free, you can still look in the mirror and love yourself. And that leads into the second line here. It says, rather, it should be that of your inner self, right? Like really, again, beauty's on the inside, right? And it's so cliche to say, but it's honestly so true. We have to remind ourselves of that. The unfading beauty of the gentle and quiet spirit, which is great worth in God's sight. So we have to remember, like, God sees our worth fully in and out, and we focus so much on these like exterior and materialistic things, and sometimes and vanity, which I talked about in the last solo episode. And in a way, this is why I said, like, think of your younger self, because I think with this brand, it really sparked up a lot of people's like anger towards like, why are we pushing this on children? And I want you guys to also think of your younger selves like that. You know, if we're having that passion to protect young children now against these beauty standards even earlier on, have that same love and compassion for yourself, because we want confident daughters, confident sons, children who know their worth and don't think that they need to start fixing their skin at 3 years old. But also look at yourself and literally picture your younger self and think, like, would I be telling that little girl or that little boy that they need skincare or that they need a beauty routine? No, because I would see that child in them. And obviously as adults now, like, we use skincare and all that, but use it for what it needs to be, of that self-care and healing your skin, rather than I'm buying this product or grabbing this product to fix myself and mold myself to a certain beauty standard. And it's funny, Matthew 18:3 says, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And I think, you know, kingdom of heaven aside, sometimes we have to go back to our like childlike selves, you know, like that innocent, bold, confident, like you meet like a 3 to 5 year old, they're the most confident people, right? Because they are just like, there's no insecurity that has touched them yet. They have not entered that. And I think we sometimes need to come back and learn something from children of that, like they're not out here rushing, right? And they're like just living day to day in the moment. So I think that's a really great reflection point to talk about. Now listen, I really talk about positivity on this podcast, and I'm not here to sit and bash Rini or Shay Mitchell or anything like that, because I don't think there was bad intent here necessarily, and I fully understand her point of wanting safe products for her children. That is so, so important. So I'm really not here to bash the brand, and I even said, like, I think there could be good out of this. Like, I think the face masks are cute. It's just like, what is this going to create, especially with someone that has such big influence and can reach so many people with their brand? And we have to just have an honest conversation about what's kind of happening. So that's why I said, like, I think the line becomes a bit blurry of when skincare, you know, can go from a hobby and become a blurred line of like self-care to self-critique, and that can become blurred very, very quickly. So are we teaching kids to focus on their flaws of like, oh, you need this serum, you need this moisturizer to keep the skin plump and glowy and stuff? Like, what are we aiming there? Or is it just fun, you know, let's apply this face mask because mommy's also applying the face mask right next to them in the bathroom? But are we controlling that? You know, like, how do we control that to make sure that it remains just fun when we can barely do that ourselves as adults, right? So I think our kids don't need like anti-aging skincare. Obviously they need like anti-comparison and being taught and instilled within them that they are perfect and made beautiful, and the truth that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, obviously the brand has received a lot of backlash online, and I think people are really, really just confused. You know, a lot of people are saying, this is weird, let kids be kids, like, why is this needed? A lot of people though even said, like, I'm so excited for this, I love teaching my kids hygiene, and my daughter loves mirror play and she'll be so obsessed. Someone else said, happy my niece and nephews can play with something thoughtful instead of Amazon makeup for kids, God knows what's in that. And then on the other side, let children be children. This is insane. This is sickening. Like, people are very, I think, divided. One mom commented, I struggled to find the right words to articulate how disappointing and dystopian this is. Someone said, how are we supposed to raise our girls differently when we're selling 3-year-old a face mask? Yeah, people are very, very divided, but I think a lot of people are more disturbed by it all, just thinking, you know, why is this needed? A lot of people were upset that in the face mask photos featuring the animal mask, they only had little girl models, and people are like, again, we're pressuring little girls on this. And they did have some photos with some little boys too, but I see why people are upset, and I think very much so. So I think the overall remarks and my thoughts as well is I think this causes a really dangerous path of marketing beauty trends to really, really young kids. And as I said, we're not talking like preteens, we're talking toddlers at the earliest. And that can just start that pressure of comparison and focusing on your flaws so much early on, which I think has caused so much like pain for teens and adults. So why are we putting that on kids even earlier, right? I think we just have to remember from this episode, let kids be kids, let their faces stay unfiltered, not needing like different skincare products and us telling them like what they need. And that beauty doesn't start in a bottle, doesn't start in a serum or a sheet mask. Like, I think teaching kids that they don't need a sheet mask or a serum to feel more beautiful and that they are just so beautiful themselves, because that will come. The sheet mask and the skincare and the beauty products, they will discover that at some point in their life anyways and be using it anyways, like we all have. So start it later. Like, there's no need to rush into it, right? And we just have to remind ourselves that our voices do matter in that. And we have to like not only protect the younger generation from those beauty standards that are creeping up on us earlier and earlier in society, but also think of our younger selves and making sure that we talk to ourselves in a way of seeing that inner child. So if this episode kind of hit home for you as a parent or teen or just another girl in her 20s, I don't know, I don't have kids yet, but like I just always view how I would have perceived that growing up, you know. And yes, I love beauty and all of that, but I also see the damage of like being in the beauty space so early on too. And I'm so happy that I was able to like come out of it confident, but there was a lot of times where I thought I wasn't good enough, or I looked in the mirror and thought I needed lip filler, I needed this and this, like from an age of like 15. So putting that on children even younger, I just think is a very slippery slope. So anyways, to close this off, you know, I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you took a positive note out of it. I'm not here to bash any brand. I'm really here to break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And I thought this was a very important issue that I wanted to discuss with all of you today. If you enjoyed this video or the audio version, make sure to let me know on Instagram or TikTok or in the YouTube comments. Share it with a friend, a parent, or anyone who you think that might enjoy this as well. I love you guys. Remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today, and tune in to Loud Talk with Lavi every single Monday morning at 7 a.m. MST. That is it for this episode. I love you. Remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today. Continue breaking down those walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Remember that you can only focus on progress or perfection and heal with love, not hate. And you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye, everyone.